All right, so let's say you've read all my posts, you've listened to some of these, maybe you have even reached out to me before, and you still can't stop eating, or binging, or snacking, or emotionally eating. So I'm gonna give you a tip right now. And it's an exercise that you can do in the moment to help prevent that binge from happening, or help prevent you from eating the entire jar of peanut butter. So let's say you are craving the peanut butter. You've had some, maybe you had a piece of toast or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, whatever, and then it's staring at you. It is staring at you in the face. Even if you put it back in your cupboard, maybe you open your cupboard again because you want just another scoop, but that turns into 10 scoops. And it is relentless. It feels like it's controlling you. Or you say, fuck it, I'm just gonna eat with the rest of it and do like burn off the fat later. So in the moment, I want you to use personification. So I want you to apply humanistic traits, essentially create a persona for an inanimate object or the food that you are craving. So let's say the peanut butter jar, I don't know, name him Pete. Pete is staring at you right now, and he is just Pete, right? He's not begging you to eat him. Well, that sounds really wrong. This went downhill quickly. I hope someone gets a laugh out of this. He's not begging you to like open the lid and have another piece of toast and finish the jar. It's just a jar of peanut butter. And you are just a person as well. You don't need to eat the rest of it. You don't need to have another piece of toast. What you need to do is stop and think about that. And you can also do the personification exercise with like your binging in general, your hunger. Like, why is this happening? If that were a person, what kind of person would they be? Are they reasonable? Are they too emotional? Are they not coping well with other things? And that's why they turn to food. So just think about it a little differently in the moment. And you might get some clarity, which will empower you to take different actions and get a different result, aka not binging and not feeling guilty and going on with your day, which is exactly what I help you do in my program with coaching. And for the record, I do coach men and women, and it's not just if you have an issue with food. Yes, I do work with people who have eating disorders, who binge, who purge and whatnot, but I also work with people who just want to lose some body fat or they want to gain strength and muscle. But I give them these resources as well, because sometimes if you're in a deficit, you get hungry. And everyone deals with emotional shit in their life. And at some point, everyone's going to turn to food. And I don't want that to become a slippery slope for you. And I don't want you to start making excuses and fall into that. So you don't have to be labeled as like having an eating disorder to work with me. Not at all. So if you are interested, reach out. I still do have some spots left. Shoot me an email or just DM me on Instagram. And I hope this helped some of you out there. And if not, I hope you at least got a little laugh from it. So having a good day, everybody, and I'll talk to you next time.